recording.
All right, welcome. It's your lunch hour. Mr. Credit here. Holy smokes, Batman. The Dow Jones and the S&P both making all-time highs as we speak. Record highs. Now, of course, we won't see a record high in the NASDAQ maybe the rest of our lifetimes because that bubble burst a long time ago. But the S&P and Dow both making all-time highs today, just blowing through the records. The S&P a full 7 points plus above. Or no, that's nine now. 9 points plus above its previous all-time high. I mean, just blowing right through it. But they've been flat for a while. So they've been like this since I got into the studio about an hour ago. And so it looks like it has stopped. The mania has stopped, but we're still up huge today. Great show for you. Great panel in the studio. We've got our mortgage guru, John Jarotes, Vice President Mortgage Lending with Guaranteed Rate and top 1% in the nation. Welcome, JJ.
Thanks for having me.
And good a very snazzy suit, as usual. This one particularly nice.
Thank you.
That is... You look like you're—I don't want to say the mob. The mob is not the right, but it's someone who, you know, really expensive suit like we're going to be on TV today or something.
I was thinking we were doing some filming in here. I'm looking for the cameras.
You're prepared because that's going to start happening soon. So he's getting prepared early. And my financial planner Dan Osgood is also in the studio today from FreeInvestmentAudit.com. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
Great to have you.
Feel a little underdressed?
Well, you always feel that way with JJ. That's the thing. I gave up a long time ago. He's trying to compete with the guy, and it's not worth it. Now, I found out just today that he only has like 10 jackets he's been rotating on me and completely fooled me. I assumed he had a closet like Gary John, you know, which is like 18-footer with 72 different suits and 47 jackets and all that stuff, but apparently not. So all-time highs in the down S&P happening right now. I saw a video for the new iPhone 6 yesterday. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't see how anyone could fake one of these videos, but I posted it on the Facebook page. People are going crazy over this thing. If that, in fact, is the iPhone 6, then I need to look back at some comments that were made yesterday because a lot of people have said that Apple's done. Apple's done. It's over. Steve Jobs is gone. The innovation is gone. Apple is done for. And I think if you really believe that, put your money where your mouth is, you want to get paid for it, if you're right, you buy BlackBerry, which is at $14 a share right here. And the new phone that they've come out with is getting really good reviews. They've got room to run. It looks like they could potentially catch up. That's a stock that's at $14. It used to be at $230. So now, not saying it'll ever get back to $230, but if you want to bet against Apple, instead of shorting that stock, it might be a better idea to bet on BlackBerry. Now, I'll be very careful about that, especially based on this video of the new iPhone 6. If that is the new iPhone 6, the coolest thing ever. It is a projector. It's a projector, literally. You can watch your TV. You can project a screen onto your wall, set up a keyboard, use it as a computer. Insane. You have to see the video. If that is actually the iPhone 6, which is coming out this summer, it's going to blow the doors off, and Apple is going to have a killer year. I don't know if it's true or not, but if you listened yesterday and you decided you're one of those people who didn't believe in Apple, I suggest you go watch that video if you put any money on the table. I mean, just take a look. Also, there's an analyst app that's out there that's supposed to help retail investors. We're going to get to that today. Unfortunately, your employer could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars in your retirement savings. There's a story that came out that we've got to touch on that. And we need to educate you about how these 401k plans really work. And we've talked about it a number of times in the show before, JJ, about the 10-year car loan being right around the corner. Well, it's not quite 10 years, but we've got a real live story to tell you about someone who got one of these car loans. And we've got to assess the value of where we're investing our money, especially when we're financing something. It's one thing to finance an asset that provides something for you, whether it be cash flow in a rental property or shelter just in a normal home, versus financing a depreciating asset. And so we've got to talk about that. Also going to do a little agree or disagree today as well, one of my favorite features. So this analyst ratings app, Dan, is supposedly designed to help retail investors. So this company out of Israel, decided to create this app that basically tells you what all the analysts have said about the stock that they're analyzing and that they're following. And it also gives you their track record of how often they were right when they upgraded or downgraded a stock and what their marks are. So it's like a scorecard for analysts. Now, the idea is to help give retail investors, normal people out there who do something else for a living but who invest their money on their own, to give them a tool to try to figure out, all right, well, should I listen to this analyst or not? And I applaud the attempt, and I appreciate the attempt by this company to give retail investors more information, easier access to more information. But personally, I have to be honest, I have never, not one time in my life, bought a stock or invested in a company based on what an analyst said. Now, I know there are some things you can and can't say on this radio program for the sake of regulation. But it's very hard for me to believe if there are 6, 7, or 8 total analysts in the entire country rated by the ratings agencies here that are following a stock that they're not being probed by that company or getting free dinners or whatever it may be here and there. I mean, I've got to think that someone somewhere in there, those people are being pulled like politicians. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've never personally been able to believe in it.
Yeah, they've done research, and most experts, analysts, are wrong so often that it's hard to pay real close attention to anything that they're saying. And it goes along with what you said. There's probably some arrangement that behind the scenes you don't know about, whether it's dinners, parties, backdoor money, whatever it is, changing hands. So what you're saying is dead on.
It's
you can't put a lot of credibility.
Can't put a lot of weight behind that, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, there's something to be said for confidence. There's something to be said for false confidence. And that's kind of like with the mutual fund thing. You know, so you go and you look up the mutual funds and you go, oh, yeah, well, this one's been the best performing one over the last 3 years. So I feel totally comfortable investing my entire retirement account in this mutual fund. But that data really doesn't mean anything going forward.
Right. And regularly you'll see a change in ratings, and almost never will you see a rating go from buy to sell. You almost never see any rating saying it's time to sell. And the reason for that is these companies that have these banking relationships never, ever want to burn that bridge and say, oh, Microsoft, it's a dog now, you need to get out, because there's a chance Microsoft may need money in the future and they want to be part of that and make the money off of that deal.
Okay, and that's where the conflicts of interest come in. So the analysts typically work for the big bank, and those banks may want to do a deal with the companies that they're following.
Right. So if you look at kind of the history of ratings and the changes, you will almost never see anyone come out and say it's a sell. It might be an underweight. That's their nice, polite way of saying sell. But you'll never hear them flat out come out and say, you sell. This is a stock you need to sell now.
Yeah, unless it's, you know, I've seen sell signals given by analysts before. It's just really hard to pay any attention to it because they're so late.
Right. Oh, it's too late. I mean, Enron's a perfect example in WorldCom. Smith Barney was saying, oh, buy, this is still a great company, when they were going down every day. And how'd that work out?
Yeah, not very good. Let's put it that way.
They were the main banker on all the deals that came through.
Yeah, no, and that's why I wanted to run it by you. That's Dan Osgood from freeinvestmentaudit.com. You know, because as a retail investor, which, you know, I have been for a very long time, started playing in the stock market, you know, over a decade ago, never have I been able to find a situation in which I could trust someone who is supposedly, you know, following the stock very closely, knows a lot about it that other people don't know, but has a multitude of conflicts of interest built in, who also, by the way, is looking at data that's old and relying on, you know, people in the company and what they say and what's presented by them as being 100% true. So you get people all the time missing these ratings, and you'll have like 10 different analysts on a stock. So let's look at, you know, we'll pull one up. We'll pull one up for the next segment. We'll pull one up. There's going to be like 10 analysts on a stock. We'll pull up BlackBerry. How about that? There's a controversial one. We'll pull up BlackBerry. I say that because JJ still has the very first BlackBerry ever made. It's in the studio. It's like a relic. One day they're going to put it in a museum. We'll pull it up, and there's 10 different analysts, but they're all saying something different. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could that be? They're all looking at the same thing.
Well, you would think so.
Right? You'd hope so. But everybody says something different. I mean, they're like, before people say buy, three people say underperform, two are holds, and one's a sell. You know, and it's like, well, what the heck? I mean, what good does that do? That does you no good. That's the same as throwing darts. And that's the reason why I don't like looking at the analysts. So if that's something that you're putting into place for your investments, I think you have to remove that as part of the equation immediately. There was a story that came out. I want to get your guys' opinion on this, because this guy is saying, basically, this is from Yahoo Finance. He's saying that people quitting their jobs is a good sign for the economy. The number of people who are quitting their jobs has gone up. And that is a good sign for the economy, because there must be lots of jobs out there. I mean, certainly they're not quitting their job to go do nothing. Certainly they're quitting their job to go. There's a huge assumption being made here that you're quitting your job to go to another better job. But I worry that people are quitting their jobs because they're not making enough money.
Didn't we see an article a couple weeks back that indicated that you possibly made more money by being unemployed than by being employed in some instances?
Well, sadly enough, yes, the average household income versus the average household benefits for houses that are on benefits are almost the same. And that is pretty sad. Mm-hmm. In this case, I just disagree with the logic here. I don't think it makes any sense. I don't think we can look and say people quitting their jobs is good for the economy. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. How about looking at things that actually matter, like how many jobs there are available versus how many people are unemployed? How about looking at things like what's happening with real estate, what's happening with the stock market, what's happening with local economies, people on government assistance? Let's see that number go down. That might be a good sign. Let's use some logic here. I just don't find any logic behind saying people quitting their jobs. I mean, does that get you excited, JJ? People are quitting their jobs.
Well, it's an interesting sort of opinion, you know, because the assumption is being made that there are plenty of other jobs for people to go to. What I find very interesting, this is just because I look at people's employment history all the time, is how many people change jobs when they have jobs. And that's it seems very easy to find new employment when you're already employed and not unemployed. And I see a lot of movement of employment right now, and I have in the last couple of years when, you know, job markets has been seemingly very tight. People that are working are very easily finding new employment, better opportunities in other places.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So do you think that's a sign of the economy strength, or do you think that's just a factor of there being a niche out
you know,
there?
It's interesting. I mean, I don't know what it would relate to. I don't really think it's a sign of strength of anything. I just think that employers want to hire people that are already employed.
How funny is that?
Which is, it doesn't make any sense.
Are they stealing employees from their competitors, maybe?
It could be. I mean, or just, you know, I mean, if you're you work in IT, the IT field, you know, a computer sort of, you know, software engineer, it seems like there's a lot of opportunity in other companies to make that sort of lateral movement or a little higher up type movement, where the person that's been unemployed for 6 months, that's, you know, banging out applications all day long, can't get the job.
Well, I tell you, I think I know why that's the case. When we come back, we'll share that with you, and we'll tell you how your employer could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement savings, what you can do about it to be smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
Hey, Mr. Credit here. I'm very excited to be sharing all of my credit scoring secrets with you on Thursday, April 18th in UTC. I will let it all hang out there and tell you everything the credit bureaus and the banks do not want you to know. If you'd like to attend, we only have 80 seats total, so RSVP right away. Send a text message to 844-44 with the word RSVP in the message. So text the word RSVP to 844-44 right away, and I'll see you there. If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. Or text the word audit to 84444. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. Appreciate you. Send emails through MrCreditRadio.com, MrCreditRadio.com. Monday is going to be fun. We're giving away $500 cash. I don't think we can take any more entrants in that contest. There's just been so many. And so we're gonna close that one out, but we'll be giving away the $500 on Monday. That'll be fun. JJ, you'll be here. So we'll get those contacts out to you later this week. I think the biggest point to make here with regard to, you know, what's happening with people's 401ks, Dan, is that you have to really know how the whole system works. Now, this particular story that we pulled from Yahoo Finance is one that just kind of outlines how much it can cost you over time to have your money in certain 401k plans. And they don't have the same type of requirements or disclosures, do they, as a normal investment plan would?
Probably not. They're getting a lot better. They are being forced by the government to have to disclose any and all fees. There's some that are more difficult to really disclose, just kind of the administrative aspect of it. And those are difficult to control anyway, but there are a lot of fees that are tacked on to 401k plans that you can control.
Because they're charging you based on how much you have in the account, correct?
Generally.
And it's a percentage. And so when you first start off, you're not paying that much because you're paying a small percent. But then as the amount of funds you have in your 401k plan grow, Now you're paying more. And so what we found in this article in Yahoo Finance is called Your Employer May Cost You $100K in Retirement Savings. When a retirement saver is just starting out, they usually pay less than $100 in fees per year, you know, since their balance is low. But when the account balance reaches $50,000, annual fees then triple to an average of $355. Now, by the time a person is ready to retire, the fees can add up to several thousand dollars per year. If you break this down, what it comes down to is an ordinary two-earner household will lose approximately $154,000 to fees and lost returns over a 40-year career. Now, this is according to a study released last year by Demos, a New York City-based think tank. So they basically looked at this thing and said, hey, how much money is it costing you to put in? Because these 401k plans are like a racket, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just it's a racket. It's a great thing from the investor side. I mean, especially when you're getting a match, you look at it, you go, oh, it's pre-tax. This thing can grow. Is there any other way? Is there a way around this, Dan? Is there a way to get around how much money is getting extracted from your 401k?
Generally, you are a little bit limited by your employer and what they offer. So if they have not done a great job of finding a really low-cost plan, then you are a little bit trapped if you want to participate at all.
I just do not understand why that's the case. So you can't go out and create your own 401k?
Well, a self-employed person, like a sole proprietor, they can have a solo 401k or an individual 401k, and then they can set that up kind of anywhere they want and do it on their own. But
if you're a W-2 employee somewhere, no, you can't do your own 401k.
You're pretty limited, right?
You're stuck.
Right. It's whatever the employer offers, which, again, the rules have been changing. So they're really kind of putting some pressure on all these companies to look for the lower-cost alternatives and do good things for the employees.
What are these fees? Are these junk fees? Or, I mean, are they legitimate? Is there a lot of cost associated with administering these things?
I don't know exactly like what the overall cost would be for the administration, but I know that is one of the higher portions. So definitely there has to be some legitimacy to an administrative fee. But it does vary across the board depending on what companies you're using, what if you're using a third-party administrator or if it's a fully bundled plan with some mutual fund company or insurance company.
That's Dan Osgood, my financial planner with freeinvestmentaudit.com. You're hearing there. Dan, I want to ask you a question point blank. Mm-hmm. If there is, if I'm a person who has a 401k plan that's just garbage, okay, let's see, my employer, great employer, benefits, the whole nine yards, but my 401k plan stinks. How often, give me a percentage, how often of the time will you be able to help me find a way to deploy my assets in a better manner or find an alternative that would allow me to not lose out on all these fees?
Very high percent. I don't know exactly. I have come across a few in some of the audits I've done where the 401k plan is great. It's inexpensive, great quality funds. And I've told people this is fabulous. Put as much as you can into it. And then other ones where someone's getting charged to put their money in play and paying real high management expenses on top of that. And that's one where it makes sense to get the heck out of there. One factor you can look at is talk to the HR person and see if in-service withdrawals are allowed from the plan. And that gives you the ability to withdraw money out of that plan and move it to like a rollover IRA and manage it yourself or have someone else do it at a much lower cost.
Ah, so that's going to allow for a solution in a lot of cases. You don't have to pay any fees or taxes when you do that.
Right. But a lot of companies don't offer that as part of their plan.
Part of the trap.
That's one of the moving parts in the plan.
That's part of the mousetrap. Uh-huh. That's part of the cheese in the mousetrap. Well, here's so what I like about that is that the majority of the time you'll be able to find a solution for someone who's in that situation. And it can be really hard to dissect what's going on with these 401ks, especially on your own. You probably have no idea what to look for. But the good news is the audit that Dan's referring to, the free investment audit, which you can cash in on two different ways. You can go to freeinvestmentaudit.com and just fill out the simple form. It's just your name, phone number, email address, and Dan will get in touch with you. He'll do a free audit of your financials and your investments to show you, you know, what do you actually own, first of all. And when we just talked about last week, the gentleman, he's 80 years old, 80% of his funds in stocks. I mean, that is not where he wanted to be. He determined classified himself as a conservative investor, mm-hmm. but 80% of his investments in stocks, scary stuff. Now, right now it's working. okay? But you have to get ahead of it. So this is the reason why the audit for what you own is important. But he also goes into further detail and finds out what it's costing you. How much are the funds that you own costing you? And ultimately, what is your risk? These are the things you get. It's 100% free. Freeinvestmentaudit.com or text the word audit to 84444. That's our text in line. Put the word audit in the message, text it into 84444. I saw an ad yesterday. I use this website called freestockcharts.com. Pretty cool place, you know, to get nice stock charts to look at the marketplace. And they had an ad running on the side for a big broker dealer. We'll leave their name out. No free pub on this radio show. And they were saying that if you signed up for a new account, that you could trade 65 different ETFs commission-free on their platform. Now, red flags are going off all over. I mean, it's like a fireworks show in my head going, oh, man, this is ugly. How in the world can a big broker dealer offer free trades to retail investors of these ETFs? What's going on?
Some kind of behind-the-scenes remuneration, although they do have to disclose it.
What does remuneration mean? Kickback?
Yes. It's a fancy word.
Give me the layman's terms, man.
For sharing in the fees. It does kind of illustrate ETFs are becoming a much bigger part of the market where you may see ETFs replace mutual funds. It'll take a number of years, but I think that seems to be the trend where we're going. And most of the big broker dealers out there now are offering similar platforms where there's commission-free trades on ETFs, and they'll have a certain pool of them. Some are offering 100 or more. Others are offering in the 50 to, say, 70.
Just encouraging ones. People to trade. Just go in there and push the buy button. Oh, push the sell
it's
button
free.
Today. Push the buy button tomorrow. Yeah, just go in there, man. And then all of a sudden you want to buy something that isn't free, and now you have to incur a charge. I knew something was rotten in Denmark when I saw it. There's no way it makes any sense for these big companies to offer you free trades when that's how they make their money.
Are you saying nothing is free?
Nothing like that is free. The free investment audit is actually free. It costs you almost no time, and it gives you a tremendous amount of value to know what you own, what it's costing you, and what your risk is. Go to freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com, or text the word audit to 84444. You'll be glad you did. When we come back, an unbelievable true story about a 97-month car loan. The 97-month car loan. What does that look like? What's going to happen to America when this becomes the norm? Stick around. We'll make you smarter than everyone else.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Consider this a challenge. Buy a 2013 Victory motorcycle and ride the rubber off it. If it's too much bike to handle, just bring it on back. That's the Victory guarantee. The only bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check it out at victorymotorcycles.com. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one and you'll own one.
Applies only to certain 2013 models. Not available at all finance programs. Certain charges not refundable under conditions and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for full details and variety of the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. 494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. It was after midnight, early on Tuesday morning, before Louisville cut down the final net of the 2013 college basketball season. The Cardinals won a dramatic championship game from Michigan that left everyone who watched feeling good about the college game again. That feeling lasted about 15 minutes. Tuesday, Louisville guard Russ Smith's father was telling people his son was ready to turn pro. Indiana's Victor Oladipo, Kansas freshman Ben McLemore, thanks for the memories. There will be more, in part because this NBA draft is considered so weak that players who normally might not be first-rounders could be lottery picks. You can hardly blame the players for cashing in. Here's who you can blame. The NBA and the Players Union, which refuses to do anything about the one-and-done rule. This is easy. If you want to turn pro out of high school, go ahead. If you enroll in college, you stay for 3 years. End of story. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
3:30. Cell phones first came out, people were always ticked off because everyone was always talking. You know, it was super annoying. Like, if you went into the store or something like that, like, everyone was on the phone. And people were so annoyed by that. It's like, get off your phone.
And everybody's screaming on their phone.
Yeah,
right?
Yelling. People would yell, hello, hey, hey, what's going on? Why do people yell on their phone? I know they still do that.
My dad still does.
Yeah, everyone does. And so people were really annoyed by that. Now everyone's texting. Quieter, but it's equally as annoying when,
especially if they're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention to anything. Right. The line's moving. They're not going anywhere. You know, it's just, it's frustrating. But it's a, I think it's a better problem to have in the end when it comes down to it. Because people talking, that was really
people
tough.
People still talk in line. You know, they're checking out.
It was like, the Bluetooth. It's really scary.
Yeah.
You're like, is this a crazy person?
Exactly.
Or
are you talking to me? Huh? What?
Sir, are you? What's going on? A guy actually handled a weird situation in Starbucks today. I don't have time to get into the story. Maybe I'll tell it later. This is a crazy story. This is true. And this woman, we actually have her name. Her name is Nikisha Bishop. Took out a loan to buy a Toyota Camry. Reasonably priced, very reliable. I'd say a good purchase. If you're going to buy a brand new car, you buy a Toyota. She didn't even go crazy with it. $23,000. I'm telling you, that's the absolute bare bones Camry. Because those things can get up to $35,000-$40,000 if you go hybrid. And $23,000. And she had to pay off a couple of thousand dollars that she still owed on her old car. So they rolled that over. The key to making it work, she got a 97-month car loan.
Yikes.
The payment, still $480 a month. Now, we're talking 97 months. So let's break that down right quick, because that's 8 years in 1 month. So you got 8 years and a month to pay off this car loan. It's $480. Now, I've had car payments bigger than that before myself. Don't have one anymore. But they're always tough to bite, you know, tough to take on. She's going to have that for 8 years.
Yeah, it's insane.
8 years. What are we doing with our money when we're paying on a car $480 a month? This is just a base model car, by
the way. That's like 20% interest, too.
Is it? Is that what the rate is?
It's got to. It's, I mean, my old school calculator here.
I was going to say, what is that? That looks like the new BlackBerry. you faking me out over here?
I still use an old school calculator.
What is that?
Yes,
a TI? Just like TI.
It's my HP 10B2.
Oh, the 10B2.
10B2.
Boy, that is old.
And
my dad showed me that one when I was a little kid. It's a mathematics professor.
It works. Just works slow.
So it's, yeah, so if it's, even if it's 15% or something like that.
It's 20%.
They're getting people on payment shopping. It reminds me, I'm surprised actually the 40-year mortgage didn't have more legs.
I'm very surprised it's not around right now.
Right?
Without a doubt.
Because, I mean, they're horrible for the consumer. I mean, you know, you don't go anywhere. You're basically renting for 10, 12 years. But the same thing with these car loans. Now, they're going in that direction. I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind is like the 40-year mortgage. I mean, it reminds me of the huge car tent sale, you know, a giant used car tent sale. That's what I hear when I hear the 97-month car loan. It's silly. This is not a smart move to make. And we continue to see people on a regular basis, JJ, with enormous car payments. Now, some of them can qualify to buy homes. Some of them probably can't. How often? I mean, I know you work in an environment where you usually don't talk to a lot of people who don't qualify, because the people who you're talking to are typically vetted out pretty well. But when someone doesn't qualify, how often is it, you know, a student loan or a car loan that's getting in the way?
I would say that would be those two things right there, the student loans and the car loans are the two top reasons why somebody may not qualify for as much home as they want because of those payments. And it's very simple math. I mean, you know, we're talking about debt to income ratios, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if you have perfect credit, I mean, let's say your credit, you know, is 780, you got the gold star there, but that doesn't really have anything to do with debt to income ratio. So we're talking about, you know, how much can you qualify for? And I mean, if we're working on, let's say, a 45% debt to income ratio, that $485 car payment is sucking up almost $1,100 in income.
Monthly income. So then are they incentivized? Because is it just encapsulating the monthly payment? Is that the only thing that's factored in? Because that would seem to be somewhat silly, right? I mean, if you're looking at, okay, so that would incentivize Nikisha to get this 97-month car loan.
Oh, without a doubt, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And then she can buy more home.
Right.
With the 97-month car loan.
97-year house loan.
the 40-year mortgage. It's, you can get that with your new used car at the tent sale. So it just didn't make any sense to me how this all works out. Because even if, like, let's say she did a 5-year loan, which is still a very long loan. I remember before those even existed. And that would be a very long loan. Her payment would be much higher, but she'd be out of it in 5 years. We're talking about getting a 30-year mortgage here, or a 25-year mortgage. You know, is that not factored in whatsoever, that the payment will be gone at some point?
Well, I mean, from our standpoint, mm-hmm. and from an underwriting standpoint, I mean, let's say if there's 10 months or 10 months left on a loan, then we won't consider the payment into the equation. So under 10 months, is okay. when we wash it out, and we know that it's going to be paid off. But as far as, I mean, I'm not surprised to see this type of loan for cars, and I would guess that we're going to see 10-year loans pretty soon.
I think so.
And you know, as car prices have gone up quite dramatically in the last few years,
drastically.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. You know, the car companies obviously are now making profit, so it's being passed on to the consumer. And what happens when you go to buy a $40,000-$50,000 car that used to cost $25,000-$30,000? Those car payments are tremendously high.
Yeah,
and it's just part of the equation. It's and then you put two cars in a household or three cars. You know, kid goes, you know, is in high school and you need that third car because they turn 16. You just added a, you know, $300 car payment to your equation.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's quite sad. I mean, this just seems like a very high interest rate on a very long-term loan that's not probably the greatest thing in the world to take out.
Yeah. You're stealing from your bucket. I mean, you're stealing from your bucket, you know, that you have available, the money that you have available to either pay down your home, buy more home, or you know, invest in your retirement strategy. I mean, that's what you're stealing from. You're stealing from that when you buy a car and get a car payment. That's what a car payment is. You have to look at it that way. So many people have accepted the fact that, well, I'm always going to have a car payment. Why? I should never have a car payment. You know, they did a study. I wish I could remember what it was. But this is like 6 years ago on the average car payment of people who had net worth of $1 million or more. Do you know what the average car payment? They surveyed like 1,000 people for this. It was actually some kids at a school that did it. The average car payment of people who had a net worth of $1 million or more. Give each a guess.
$250.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
It was zero. Nada. Not one of the people who was worth $1 million or more that they surveyed. It was over 1,000 people, I think. It was a school. It was an off-brand school, but it was a good survey, I thought. Not one. $0.
Well, they, you know, I look at some pretty good people's financials, and I mean, you know, recently I saw a $3,700 Bentley payment.
Really?
$3,700 a month.
You're serious?
$3,700 a month. Yeah. Yeah, Bentley.
You need to introduce this gentleman to Dan Osgood from freeinvestmentaudit.com.
I mean, is that, you know,
we need crazy? To change it to from free investment audit, Dan, to free financial audit. We need not just look at the investments anymore. Right. We've got to start looking at car payments, apparently. Well, this just kind of reiterates the point that I ultimately wanted to make here, which is that, you know, having a car, everyone wants to have a nice car. It's easy. They make it very easy for you to make a bad decision. They make it real easy. In fact, they'll trap you in the dealership any way possible if they can. Get your driver's license, hold on to it, you know, guilt you into sticking around, whatever. They'll do anything they can to have you leave there with a new car and a huge car payment. Don't fall into that trap. These companies, car companies, are making record profits, and the reason is because they have record margins. The prices are higher. They're making more money than they've ever made before on cars. And I think the next step for them to continue that trend is going to be to create longer financing, which means you're going to even pay more money for your car than you ever have before over these long finance periods. And people are so payment sensitive that I think that they're going to go for it. But you can't live in a car comfortably. You can't live in a car, I guess, technically. But you can't comfortably live in a car with your family. The car is a depreciating asset, which means you should never finance it if you can avoid it. And it decreases the amount of home you can buy and how much you can put in your retirement account, plain and simple, when you buy a car in this fashion. And so we've got to take a look at where we're putting our money. And when it comes to this, you've got to ask yourself, that $500 a month car payment, how much more house could you have bought? How much more money would you have in your retirement account? And before you pull the trigger on buying that car, run those figures so that you know what you'll be missing out on. Think about that for a second. When we come back, one thing every homeowner must do right now, today, has to be done. It's just too important. I'll tell you what it is. We'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154 and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See site for details.
Wow.
Duh.
Introducing the new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell. With a shell made of Cool Ranch Doritos chips.
Wow.
Some call it the most amazing thing ever.
Duh.
Some think it's the most obvious. But one thing's for sure. Duh. It's wow. The new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos are here. Get them at Taco Bell. Live mas. At participating locations, Doritos and Cool Ranch are trademarks of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. 2013.
Hello. My name is Gary John, and I'm president of Corporate Alliance here in San Diego. Question. Do you have a relationship system to help you grow your business? Now, if every opportunity has its root in a relationship, and almost all successful executives believe that to be true, it stands to reason that a smart business leader has a strategy to create these relationships. Corporate Alliance gives you that strategy. And whether you're a business owner, corporate executive, or other type of business leader, our relationship-building products and services can dramatically improve your business success. Corporate Alliance has developed world-class training, software, and events that all work together to significantly improve the quality and speed of the relationship building process. The results achieved by companies that fully engage in the Corporate Alliance solution are often staggering. Email me at gary@knoweveryone.com to attend one of our events for free. That's gary@knoweveryone.com.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Stuff. Appreciate you, my friend. Hopefully you had a good time down opening day yesterday. Miss Jen here. I walked around. I checked it out. I know JJ went to the game. Padres victory over the Dodgers. Doesn't get much better than that.
It's a good game. Good start to the series.
Yeah.
Yep.
We know we can't get swept now.
Exactly.
You know?
So that's, yeah.
That's the best
victory
part about it.
Victory number two.
Put the brooms away, guys. Get out of here.
I didn't see any fights or anything like that. It seemed like
that was amazing.
Good, fun environment.
Amazing environment. Yeah. Did you see the Red Bull motorcycles jumping in the middle of downtown? That was unbelievably awesome. They had a whole block. Three guys on dirt bikes that ramp set up. They were doing back flips in the air in downtown. Insane.
Wow.
Nikki has the videos.
I miss that.
Oh, it was crazy.
Wow.
I was just thinking to myself, of course, liabilities and all that stuff's running through my head. I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, these guys are crazy. They're nuts. But they're older guys. They knew what they were doing. It's really a small jump for those guys, you know. For us, we're looking at them going, this is unbelievable, but small jump for those guys. They do 100-foot, 150-foot jumps all the time. So here's one thing you must do if you're a homeowner. Okay, you're on your home, you have a loan, you've got to take advantage of this free mortgage strategy analysis. If you don't have a mortgage strategy, which I'm sure you don't, most people don't, it's okay. You need to get one because there's a chance that you might be set up in the way that's best for you, but there's also a good chance that it's not. And if your mortgage strategy isn't set up optimally for you, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars, 100% unnecessarily. You listen to the show, you have access to one of the top mortgage originators in the nation, top 1% 2 years in a row, vice president of mortgage lending with Guaranteed Rate, and someone who has dedicated a lot of his time, his personal time, to helping people create mortgage strategies for free. Call the helpline today, and I'll connect you with JJ directly to do this. 888-888-0154 is the number. 888-888-0154. So we were just talking during the break about kind of big money, where big money is, the jumbo money, and what people are doing there. With rates this low, I would suspect that the wealthier people are looking at it like, you know what, having a mortgage makes some sense here. 3.5, 4% simple interest, take that money all day long and go make hay with it. Is that what's happening, and what are you seeing in that market?
Yeah, no, that is exactly what's happening. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, jumbo money was really difficult to get. It was challenging. It was challenging to qualify for. The more that sort of arena had kind of really cooled itself down because there was no secondary market for it to purchase it, and it's really kind of come back to the marketplace where jumbo money is readily available. And in San Diego County here, I mean, our conforming loan limits are 546-250. So jumbo money is well sought out.
Yeah.
But even when you get to the $2 million, $1.5 million range, $2 million range, people understand that it makes sense to borrow 4% money. And what's very interesting to me, and we were chatting about as well, is the amount of people that I work with on that jumbo arena, that large money arena, that take interest-only loans and ARM loans, not 30-year fixed loans, but 7-year fixed, 10-year fixed, interest-only payments. It offers them a lot of flexibility with their money. They can pay down principal when they want to pay down principal.
They're not forced to do it.
You know, their payment re-amortizes on a monthly basis when they do that. And they're not overly consumed with interest rate because they know at a certain point in time they're going to have to either pay the loan off or get into something that's at a higher interest rate.
That's interesting. Dan, as a financial advisor, you know, you probably can't even bring that. Can you even bring something like that up? I mean, I'm just thinking regulation-wise. If someone is sitting there and has a paid-off home, you know, let's say you got a $700,000 or $800,000 paid off home, and you know they qualify for a 3.5% interest rate. I mean, you can't even suggest it, can you? That, you know, hey, maybe you should look at dipping into that equity to get some return, because we all know how much your equity returns you, and that's a 0% because your house is going to go up or down in value regardless of what you owe on it.
Right. Well, as part of the financial planning process, that is something that I have addressed with people in the past about how to leverage that house or how to get cheap, almost free money and put it to work for them.
Yeah, okay.
So it is actually something I can discuss with them.
You can actually talk about that. Good.
And I have used that in the past.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it makes sense for certain people, you know, especially if you have your own business or a way to invest that money where you know, hey, gosh, I can get 4%. You kidding me? You know, because you got to remember your 4% or 3.5%, whatever you're qualifying for, is all simple interest. I mean, you don't need to even earn that much to catch up in your compounding circumstance on the investment side. And so
if you're just getting 1% more, that could make sense.
Yeah.
That's an extra percent in your pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you could easily do that, especially over time.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and so here, that makes sense to me. It really does. Although it sounds scary, you know, interest only, ARMs, you know, 7-year fixed, adjustable, you know, rates. It sounds scary.
It does sound scary. Yeah.
For a lot of people these days, people are just like, 30-year fixed, mail it in, man. Don't even talk to me about that other stuff. You know, give me the 40-year mortgage. we'll figure it out later. All right, let's do some agree or disagree. This one was swirling around a couple weeks ago. I wanted to wait to bring it up, and I think it's time. But there are some airlines out there, one in particular, that was kicking around the idea of charging passengers based on their weight. Now, this obviously would include the luggage you were bringing on. So that would factor into it. Airlines should be able to charge us based on our weight, Agree or disagree, JJ?
Disagree.
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 So you think the 90-pound, 75-year-old woman with no luggage should pay the same as the 400-pound guy taking up two seats?
Well, he should buy two seats if he's taking
Well, they make him buy two seats.
No, I mean, you know, for me, I mean, just I wish the airlines would just stop charging all the miscellaneous fees and just put it in the ticket price.
Yeah.
Just charge me what the ticket's
for. That's frustrating.
For.
Well, Southwest.
Yeah, that's
true. There you go.
Just yeah, go I fly at JetBlue all the time, and I'm very happy with JetBlue. And, you know, but they will charge you for overage of, you know, 50 pounds over on a bag. I mean, I've had to sit there and move stuff around from luggage to luggage to get under 50 pounds or to get it, like, to 51 pounds where they'll take it.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is ridiculous.
Oh, I got to put more in my – it's all going in the plane,
It's all
man.
Going in the same spot. Yeah.
It's all going in the same plane. Give me a break. Dan Osgood, airlines should be able to charge us based on our weight. Agree or disagree?
I would probably have to disagree as well, because by doing that, you're penalizing someone for something they have no control over. Look at a guy like Shaq, 7 foot, 300-plus pounds, genetically
Shaq can afford it.
Just huge. He can afford it, but if he's going to pay the same or get charged a ridiculous amount over just because he is naturally a bigger person versus that 90-pound woman,
yeah,
that's a tough one.
Well, but I mean, isn't that's ultimately, you know, I guess morally speaking, I see what you're saying. But just from a business standpoint, I mean, that Shaq is going to take more fuel than me to get from point A to point B. You know, I mean, and then that's ultimately what I think the argument is about is, you know, hey, it costs us more to ship this heavy guy and his heavy stuff that he's bringing on the plane than it does to this 90-pound-year-old woman or this 90-pound woman. So that's where I think it makes sense, and I actually agree, and I think they should do that. I think it makes perfectly good sense because too many times I see people coming in onto the plane. They've got tons of luggage. Tons of luggage they're checking. They've got tons of carry-on stuff. They're stuffing bags everywhere. It's all jam-packed. A lot of it doesn't fit. Bringing on all this stuff. They take up and a half. That's frustrating. Mm-hmm. That person should have to pay more money, I think, you know, because ultimately – that would make it more fair to me. If I have less stuff, I'm paying less money.
I'm probably okay with charging for excess baggage and things like that, but per person, I don't think.
Based on a person's weight.
Yeah, where would the weigh down go? You know, where are you getting weighed in?
Step on the scale, buddy.
Step on the scale and charge.
They've already got it there.
Charge it extra.
Strip down. There's a lot of naked people all over
yeah,
the
like
airport.
In. Bring your banana hammocks.
Go on your fast before your flight.
We could talk about this all day. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I appreciate everyone paying attention to the show. Send your emails to MrCreditRadio.com. Thanks a ton to JJ. Get your free mortgage strategy analysis. 888-888-0154. And big thanks to Dan Osgood from freeinvestmentaudit.com. Take advantage of that today, freeinvestmentaudit.com. Big Daddy Brian Garrity is coming up next. He's got a special guest today. It's a secret. I don't even know. Supposedly a celebrity. Stick around. He'll entertain you. That's guaranteed.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.